Regarding the destruction of the gardens of the unbelieving inhabitants of Sheba, the Quran says in chapter 34, verses 15 to 21, "For Sheba there was indeed a sign. In their dwelling place there were two gardens, on the right and on the left. Eat of your Lord's provision and give thanks to him, a good land and a Lord who is forgiving. But they turned away, so we sent against them the flood," at the city, of Aram, "and exchanged their gardens with two others bearing bitter fruit and tamarisks, and here and there a few lotus trees. As such, we recompense them for their disbelief. Do we recompense any except the unbelievers? Between them and the villages which we have blessed, we placed easily visible villages, and we spaced the journey between them exactly. Travel through them by day and by night in safety. But they said, Lord, make the stages between our journeys longer. So they wronged themselves. So we made them news, and we tore them utterly into pieces. Surely there are signs in this for everyone who is patient and thankful. Iblis made his guest true to them, and all except for a party of believers followed him. Yet he had no authority over them except that we would know who believed in the everlasting life from he who doubted. Your Lord is a watcher over all things."